Let's start with a few kashas. And we'll come to Rav Reuven's side. One kasha which I mentioned yesterday in Shir is that at the end of our Gemara, Kibra Ve'im is not Teicha any Dairaisa. But in the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, it says it's not Teicha a Drabanan either. And Lachaira, that doesn't flow with the Shakovatari of the Sugya. Because the Shakovatari of the Sugya is that you have to weigh the Asev Kibra Ve'im against the Loisase Shesh Bekaris, or against the Stam Loisase, against the Drabanan, Kibra Ve'im, and Asev is certainly Deicha Drabanan. So that Nikuda, how Chazal understood that Kibra Ve'im is not Deicha Drabanan, that still needs to be explained. The second problem in our Gemara, we're being done. If your father tells you, cook for me on Shabbos, is the assay of Kibra Ve'im Deicha the Melacha of Shabbos. V'chayra is an Eitzah. We're talking about Dairaisas in the Gemara. Hilcha Shabbos is a halacha that if you do malacha with a shinoi, if you do malacha kalachar yad, then there's no issa deraisa. So why doesn't the Gemara say that if your father says basheli, it's efshel l'kayim shneim? You could do both. You could cook for your father and you could not be mechal Shabbos deraisa by cooking with a shinoi. How do you cook with a shinoi?
With the sun?
It's a little hard sometimes, especially if you want a steak, to cook in the sun. If you put the pot on the stove with a shinoi, if you, instead of holding it with your hand, you hold it with your you hold it on your underarm, you put it on the fire. Is that a shinoi? That's potter on Shabbos. Klachiyad, no? If you dial a telephone, if you use a spoon to push the button, so that's called a shinoi, no? What? Even if the mice is done with a shinoi? It seems that if a mice is done with a shinoi, it's potter. It says if you go out carrying the marpika, if you're holding something under your arm, you put something on the underarm and you carry it out, so it's a Mishnah of Tzadik Beis and Shabbos, that your potter. It's carrying different than cooking. By shinoi, there's an egle tal that says, he's coming to explain why HaKosev B'smailai on Shabbos is potter. If you write with your left hand, assuming you're a righty, and you write with your left hand, you're potter on Shabbos. And in Hilchas Gittin it says that if you write a get with your left hand, it's a kosher get. And the Beis Shmuel says, because by Shabbos, Melechus Machshavas Asur Torah. So it didn't help the Shabbos if you write with your left hand. So the Egel Tal says, what's pshat? Shinoi is a p'tur everywhere, right? Shalika der hachila, your potter. If you walk into a Beis HaMenucha, you're walking backwards. You're not tame from walking in. The shinoiim are p'turim everywhere. So the Egel Tal says that everywhere else, you need a shinoi in the nifal, a shinoi in the result, a shinoi in the gufa avera. And so what? If you eat kalach hayah, the issa is to eat chaylev. If you eat chaylev chay, if you eat the chaylev when it's raw, it's a shinoi, it's like a derech chile apart. Did the avera itself with a shinoi. Or if you walk into a beis hamenuga backwards, you went in a not normal way. Or be a shalikadarka, or it's like a derech hanah, where the aveira itself is mishuna, that you potter b'chal terakul. On Shabbos you potter even if you come to the aveira with a shilui, even if you just carry under your arm, if you write with your left hand, even if the letter looks just as nice, you're a capable person with your left hand, you can write neatly. It's still for a get, it's kosher, because the nifal, it's a good get, it looks like a good get, the result. On Shabbos it's potter anyway. So on Shabbos, even if the shilui is in the maisa, it's also potter. That's why if you push a button holding a spoon, even though you push the button the same, the result is the same, it's still potter. If you put it before Shabbos, you're potter. If you put it before Shabbos, you are potter. Right, because if the maaseh was done before Shabbos, it's not a problem. Right? As long as you're doing the maaseh before Shabbos, it's not a problem. That's why if you send the fax from here to Eretz Yisrael, and it's all Shabbos, and here it's not, you put it. It's mutter. There's no maaseh there. There's no melacha to put shalant on the fire right before Shabbos. The problem is that shem yechata, you need a blech. Without a blech, you know how to do it. With a blech, you could do it right before Shabbos. All right, you want to go through his crackpot now? Not everybody served their rices. If you put food to cook right before Shabbos, there's no shayla melacha d'oraisa. If you, every farmer plants seeds before Shabbos, it grows on Shabbos. It grows for days, for weeks. On Shabbos, a shinoi is not an issa d'oraisa. So what's this whole sugya? The father says, basheli, shchaitli, I don't know if you can shechtu the shinoi. It's not as possible to shechtu the shinoi, I don't know. Huh? It's possible that there are cases in the Gemara. It says that Rav is shechted by shooting an arrow. A bird was flying, he shot an arrow, he's able to do a good shechita. It's pretty exciting. So, the Gemara is how he did kisei adam. You need offer underneath. So it says he put offer underneath, and when the bird was passing over the offer, he shot it, and it's pretty good. So I'll upon him the bashali, you could certainly do it a shinoi. So it's after the kaim shnayim. So why not just do it a shinoi? So maybe that's the raya, because the Gemara doesn't say it. But in Achinami, why taka doesn't it say it? You're right, it'll be a raya that runs also the father. Are you mekayim kibitzus kibirav if you do it with a shinoi? The father said basheli. I mean, your father only wants the outcome. Yeah. What about the shittas that hold that you have to do is tzavah? He said, cook for me. Cook with a shinoi. He said, the father doesn't care if you cook with a shinoi. No? As long as the food tastes good. Okay, L'chaira, this is a question which Jesus has.
Father meant Bashel in a better way?
I don't know. What do you think? You meant Bashel in the regular way? Mistami meant the regular way, but I don't think he's makbid that it should be the regular way. Mistami's not makbid. Alright, it would be nice to find a good teretz on the kasha. So it's the second kasha. The third kasha is on Taisus. Taisus kulchem chayav mikvaydi. The last kasha of Taisus, back on Hayam Beis, kulchem chayav mikvaydi. So Taisus asks a kasha in Taimar, the last three lines of Taisus. See Taisus kasha in Taimar. Lomeli kra bikibir ave im v'loidachi Shabbos, b'lav kra nami loidachi, even without a pasuk. Had a svara that your father's tzavah can be deicha Shabbos. Shuva adin musar mal Shabbos, because you and your father are both musar on Shabbos. So what? Kedam perakamid kedushin. Gabi aviv amar ashkeni. V'imay amar ashkeni. Hanach kibur emecha. Vasei kvayr avicha. Shat avimcha chayav mekvayr avicha. So Gemara says a svara chitzayna. Whereas it's a svara that if your father says, cook for me or give me to drink, and your mother says, give me to drink, and you only can do one, or you can only do one first, you do your father's, because your mother's also has chiyuv to take care of the father. So since ata v'imecha chayav m'kvayt avicha, so therefore the kvayt avicha takes precedence. It says that if a mother and father are divorced, so then the father has no precedence over the mother. Then if the father says hashkeini and the mother says hashkeini, they're equal. You can do whichever one you want, because then the mother has no chiyuv to the father. But when the mother has chiyuv to the father, so he's a svara that ata v'imecha chayav m'kvayt avicha. And Cain, for Tosfos, that's a svara. It's the same svara here with Kfei Shemayim. Say the same thing. Nechein avicha mashkeini u'mitzvah lasa. It's hanak vein avicha v'asei mitzvah. At avicha yavam lasi's mitzvah. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos asks that it's a svara that hanak vein avicha and do nechein shemayim yeshvayim ha'mahachi yafin al-hasam. So he says this svara that atav avicha chayav mekvaydi, atav imech chayav mekvayn avicha, atav avicha chayav mekvaydi, we goof and learn from the pasuk. Kulchem chayav mekvaydi. So we learn out of the pasuk. That means the pasuk is telling us a svara. The svara is, I don't know why I wouldn't know it myself, but the pasuk is telling us this svara, that you and your father are chayav mekvayn shemayim. So therefore, if your father says, cook for me on Shabbos, you don't cook on Shabbos. That's what Taisus says. So here, Reb Ruvain in Siman Daled is the kasha. Reb Chanan in Siman Yud Ches is the same. They ask a kasha in order to make the kasha more understandable. I'll be magdim something I mentioned on Thursday. I think it was Thursday. We asked that if your father says do something, your father says be mechal Shabbos, the father's a rasha. The father's a Rashi, not mechuyiv in kvayd. You're not mechuyiv in his covenant anyway. So why do you need a pasuk to tell you that if your father says be mechal Shabbos, you're not mechal Shabbos? The kasha was that if he tells you be mechal Shabbos, a Rashi anyway. There's no chiyuv kibbut avayim. So we said the teretz from three makayris, from Rikiv Eger and the Sof Sefer and the Shitu Kubetzes and Bach Metzia Daf Lamed. All three said that if the din would be that if your father tells you be Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, then he wouldn't be a Rasha for telling you. Your father would be telling you, look, the halacha is that if your father wants food, you're allowed to cook for him, so cook for me on Shabbos. He's only a Rasha if it's Aser. If the din would be that it's Mutter, that means it will be Rasan Hashem that you should keep Shabbos except when your father wants something. That means if your father wants something, you're not mechayiv to keep Shabbos. In Cain, your father's not a rosh. He's telling you, do what you're supposed to do. That was the svara that these three said. It's a geshmak svara. Frakt Reb Ruvain, what does it mean, atava avicha chayav b'chvaydi? If your father tells you, cook for me on Shabbos. So Tosfos says it's a svara, it's a simple svara. Atav avicha chayav mechvaydi. So of course you can't cook on Shabbos. In fact, Reb Ruvain, 1 minute. If the Torah would say that you're allowed to cook for your father on Shabbos, if the Torah would say that cooking for your father is daicha Shabbos, then that would mean that it's ratzon shamayim that you should cook for your father even on Shabbos. So what's the svara? Atav avicha chayav mechvaydi. You and your father chayav in my covenant. You and your father have to listen to me. But if the Rebbe Shalom himself says kibbut avayim is important enough to be daicha Shabbos, so then it's not a stira to kvayt shamayim. So if there was no gezeres hakasuv, I wouldn't have a svara atav avicha chayav mechvaydi, because if there was no gezeres hakasuv, then it's not a stira to kvayt shamayim. If kvayt shamayim is to do what your father wants, then that's kvayt shamayim. Unless you want to learn all the answers to Teretz. It might be. It's all missing in Teretz. The Taisis and the Kasha says it's a Svara. And the Maskana, he says, it's not a Svara, you learn it from here to there. So then what's true according to the Maskana? Then we learn out of the Pasuk that... Yeah, but we're still going to have to explain, because we have to learn out of the Pasuk that you're not allowed to do it because out of Avicha Chayav Mekvaidi. Right, so we have to learn it from here to Ein. So we still need, it could be Stam Gzeres HaKasa, but it seems it's a Svar in the Gzeres HaKasa. So Lachinami, it has to fit into Tosis Teretz, but still it needs a Hezbeh. So we have these three difficulties which are going to, Rabbi Reuven is going to answer one Yisai, that's going to answer all three. The Kasha, the first Kasha was, how do you know you don't listen to your father if you serve your father? Second Kasha was, why don't you just do it with a Shinoi? Now that Kasha Rabbi Reuven doesn't ask. I'm just asking the Kasha. I think it's answered later with Reuven. We'll see in a minute. And the third Kasha was that, what's the Svara of Atov Avicha Chayav Mechvaidi? Atov Avicha has to listen to the Torah. If the Torah would say, Kibbut Aveim is Daicha, so Kibbut Aveim would be Daicha. What's the issue? What? How do you see from the pasuk that Kibraveim is not Daicha? Ani Hashem. You mean, how do you see from Ani Hashem? Ani Hashem, Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi. How do you see from that? Okay, good. That's really this kasha. I'm asking if this is kasha. You're asking really on the Gemara. Gemara says, Ani Hashem, Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi. How's the mystery of the Kavod Shemayim? If that would be the din. So Reb Reuven answers by explaining the whole concept of Atav Avicha Chayav Mechvaidi and Atav Eimcha Chayav Mechvaid Avicha. I think it's easier if we start from the second one. We start, Reb Reuven explains the second, but just easier to understand, we start the second one. We'll start with the Atav Eimcha. Your father says Hashkeni Mayim. Your mother says Hashkeni Mayim. You give to your father Kasata Ve'imcha Chayav Mekvaidi. What's the Hezber? What's the explanation? Atav Ve'imcha Chayav Mekvaidi. And therefore, you do what your father says. Is Kibbut Av more than Kibbut Ein? Is that the Pshat? I guess you could learn. Kibbut Av is more important than Kibbut Ein. Because since you see the mother herself is Mechuyev in Kibbut Av, and not her father, but she's Mechuyev herself, Hashkeni, to the father. So Memela, Kibbut Av is more important than Kibbut Ein. I guess you could learn that way. Snapshot, right? Kibbut Av is not more important than Kibbut Ein. But, if there's a divorce, there's no Chiyev. Right. So Kibbut Av is not more than Kibbut Ein, because if there's a divorce, there's no Chiyev. So, could it be that Kibbut Av is more important than Kibbut Ein was married? So does that mean that Kibbut Av is more of a mitzvah than Kibbut Ein? If one person is Kibbut Av, one person is Kibbut Ein to a mother who's married, you think he has a bigger mitzvah? Not a bigger mitzvah. Kibbut Av and Kibbut Ein are both equal mitzvahs. Reb Reuven says it's not pshat that one is bigger than another. So what's pshat? Pshat is that the mother has shibudim to the father. A wife doesn't have a mitzvah to be mechabed the husband. He says it's not a mitzvah to be mechabed. It's a shibud. What does shibud mean? A shibud is a contract. L'mashal, let's say my father calls me up in the middle of the night. He says, I need milk for my coffee. So I'm mechuyev to get out of bed and take a container of milk and bring it to his house for coffee. I can make him pay for it, shalav. But as far as going, in the middle of the night, you're mechuyev to go and bring him the milk for the coffee. What happens if you're in the middle of working, you have a job? In the middle of work, your father calls and he says, I need milk for my coffee. Are you allowed to go? You have to go and bring him milk. So there, you're not allowed to go. You have shibudim to your boss. You have mishabed yourself to your employer. You're meshuvid if you're working in a store. So you're going to shut the store and hang up a sign. You know, out for 15 minutes. Went to bring milk to my father. You can't do that.
Why?
But if you own the store, maybe it's different. I mean to say, if you're meshuvid to another human being, if you obligate yourself to a human being, teaching in the classroom. Your father's eating milk, you tell the class, okay, everybody, hold on, got to go bring my father milk. He lives in Muncie, so it'll be a few minutes. No. So why don't you go? Covet for your boss is more than covet for your father? No. The pshat is that you have shibudim, you have obligations, and those obligations mean this is not your time. It's not your time to give away to a mitzvah that you have, to give away to your father. You're mishuvid to the work. Kibur Av is a chiyuv to spend your time to be mechaved your father. Someone else's time to be mechaved your father, there's no such chiyuv, no such mitzvah.
Lost
your
shop between your father and your grandfather. You're right.
The
shiva is the father first,
there'll
be no father,
it'll
be the same
thing with
the grandfather.
Use the Lashon Shiva. It's very good. It's very good. Now, if I'm working in a store and it says Ma'am Mincha, and I have to close the store for 5 minutes, I'll miss Mincha. I have a right to close the store and have Mincha. Because the Chiyuv of Mincha is before my Chiyuv to my boss. I can't give that away. But the Chiyuv to my father wants something after I'm a shiva to somebody. There's no such chiyuv. It's not my time to give away. Shibudim amafkia kibur av. If you want to say it more lamdish, it's not chasaron and covet. If I'm sleeping, I don't want to bring my father milk. It's chasaron and covet to my father. If it's not my time, it's not chasaron and covet. I have a lot of covet for my father. I just can't give him something I don't have. So you can express it in the mulam d'shuwayt, it's not a chassarin and covet. But the yisayid in halacha l'maisa is the yisayid in shibud. Now this yisayid, first of all, Rabbi Reuven says, that's pshat atavi imecha chayav mekvayt avicha. Kibur av and kibur ema equal. But your mother herself has shibudim, the ksuva is mechaber, a wife, to do the jobs of the wife in the house, which include lashkaisai, to make sure there's drinks in the house, it's to bring drinks. That means the mother has a shibud to the father to make sure he's taken care of bachila v'shtia. Memela, she doesn't have b'kayach to be mitzava the son to do something that's going to prevent the husband from having what to drink. Her shibudim have a priority. She has no kayach to be mafkia the husband's meals, whatever the husband has.
How could a child take a job? He's mashuv with his father before, and I take a job now, I'm going to change my shibud to someone else. How can I do that?
If it is an expectation that's going to take away from kibbutz, it's a good kasha. The expectation is it won't. Normal human beings are able to have a job and be mechaber the father also.
The father is sick and he's in between jobs.
What happens if the son wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the father's in America? Is he allowed to go? His father's a shus.
According to what other women say,
maybe not. I don't know. He doesn't. You see, the son doesn't have a chiyuv to feed his father every minute. He has a chiyuv that when his father needs, he should give. The wife's chiyuv is the constant chiyuv. That's a ksuba. Ksuba is that the wife has certain jobs and the husband has certain jobs. Not exactly the same. Take away from the shayla, if a son can move away, if his parents need him to be mishamish, then is he allowed to move away? I don't know if that's a question. What? Okay, could be.
Father
asked the child to do something. He wants to move to Chicago.
Father asked the child to do something that there's no chiyuv for the mother to do for the father, so then we're not going to have this call if the father comes first.
That's right. According to this, if the father would say, drive me, I want to buy a suit. And the mother would say, drive me, I want to buy a dress, then it wouldn't apply. Let's see, that's true. Bashkeni is dafka. That's what he's saying. He's saying is that anything the woman has a shibud can't be mafkir. Let's see if it's ever.
It's not
a
mafkir shibud. She's just
telling him to something else. Have to be that her job is to serve the husband.
That
she
has to have enough to serve himself. That he
should have what
he
eat and drink is her job.
That's
her. He's not mafkir to get it. She's mafkir to.
She gives it, but not.
If she'll tell her son, I'll give it to him and you give me, nachinami. Nachinami.
She's not allowed to send her husband to a place where he won't be able to have a drink because she's being mafkia. The shibud.
People need drinks every 2 minutes.
But anything, the point of what we're saying is the shibud is always there.
Well, that's the case. The Gemara says, Atari mecha chayavin bekvaidai. That means it's a case where the mother has the shiva to the father, has some sort of chiyuv to the father, whatever you want to call it. The Torah doesn't say kibbutz and bow.
A constant chiyuv to make sure that he can have drinks.
It's the case that we're talking about. The case we're talking about is such a case. Well, however many minutes it is, I don't know.
So she asks the son first, and on the way, the father asks. So saying the mother already asked.
No, so she has to... She has to waive her at this minute. She has to go and waive her need and go to him. So she would. I tell you, Ramesha says this Yisrael in a different case. On the drasha of Ish Imay Vaviv Tiro, the Gemara says Ish Sipek Biyad Elasais Isha Ain Sipek Biyad Elasais. That a man has the opportunity to be mechaber of because he's out of the house. And a woman doesn't have the opportunity, she's in the house. So Ramosha asks, Ramosha mentions it also, that what? You mean the woman being in the house is a mitzvah? Like the woman taking care of her father is a mitzvah? Isha ain't tippa be other losses. Why she has to be in the house? She has a mitzvah to be in the house? It's a mitzvah to keep it up, not a mitzvah to be in the house. So Ramosha says the Hesber is Al Shibud. Part of the Dinei Ksuba is that a woman is almost is an agreement differently. The woman is mechuyev to go to the place of the husband. The reason a woman takes on the minhagim of a husband, when you get married, why does a woman have to take the husband's minhagim? Why does the husband take the woman's minhagim? It's part Ramosha's Masbit, it's part of the halacha. That the woman goes to the Makam HaBaal. The Shibudim of the woman is to go to Makam HaBaal. Since Minig is Minig HaMakam, it's a din in the Makam HaBaal. And a woman's Mechuyev to go to Makam HaBaal. That's her Shibud. So it says she doesn't have time to do Kibarav. Well, sometimes she does have time. But it's more often she doesn't have time because she's Mechuyev to be in the Makam HaBaal. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not one of the Italian mitzvahs. She should be in the Makam HaBaal. But it's an obligation, it's a shibud. Shibudim could preempt kibud avein. A shibud to someone else makes it's not my time, and therefore it preempts kibud avein. And again, if you want to say it more lamdish, kibud is of covet. It's not a sarn of covet if I don't give something I don't have. It's not a sarn of covet. It's not my time. I can't give it to you. It's not because I'm mechabed you, it's because I don't have the time to give you. And right now it's someone else's time. Right now I'm in someone else's city. I'm not in your city. So the vart of Ata v'imecha chayavim b'kvaidi is not a vart in kavod. It's a vart in shibud. That there's certain shibudim, and those shibudim are mafkia, the kibud avein. If I don't have the time, I can't give it to you. That's the yisoid of Ata v'imecha chayavim b'kvaidi. Take that a step further. Ani Hashem, ata v'avicha chayav b'kvaidi. Kulchem chayav b'kvaidi. Right? Ani Hashem, we learn out kulchem chayav b'kvaidi. What are we learning out? We're learning out that the shibudim of the father to the mitzvah satayra don't give him the right to say be over and aver. Inochinami, if the rules of the Torah would be that he has such a right, if the Torah would give him such a right, then it wouldn't be a stira to kavod shemayim. From Ani Hashem, we're learning out that the father's shibudim kulchem chayavim kavodi. The father's shibudim prevent him from doing anything that's connected to Torah. The father shibudim prevents such a tzava. The tzava of Basheli is not a tzava. He has no kayach to command Basheli. So it's not the vart that you're allowed to be oiva kibbut av in order to keep Shabbos. It's not a chsari kibbut av. There's no Basheli. It's not a tzava that the father has a right to say. The tzava is b'chlal not a tzava. If somebody be b'chal Shabbos and cook, Snapshot, he would, all right, at least he was kibbutav. No, there is no kibbutav. A rotzen of Basheli is not a rotzen that the father has. He's very meshubid from Sinai not to say Basheli, not to say kokshim.
Not say
again, a woman.
A woman not never say.
Right. She could say ashkenim to a son. But you can't say Ashkeni to a son on Yom Kippur, because the Torah says not. And she can't say Ashkeni to a son when the son is being Mashke the father, because the Shibud Eksuba say not. In other words, it's something in the way. You know, it's like if the father would say Ashkeni, and there would be and the son would want to bring him a drink, and there'd be a lion standing in the way. So. Yeah, you could say Pekoch Nefesh is Daicha Kibbut Ave. Or you could say, which is also true, you could say that it's not Sarna Kavod. It's not a lack of Kavod that I'm not bringing him a drink. It's a Sakana. So no normal person does it. So it's not Sarna Kavod. There's obviously something stopping me. Same thing. First is cook on Shabbos. If I don't cook for him on Shabbos, it's not a Sarna Kavod. I'm telling him, look, I'm sorry. I'm being going to Kibbut Ave. Shabbos is more important. Rav Rui says it's not Pshat. That you're even kibbut aveim because Shabbos is more important. No, there is no kibbut aveim. The father has no kayach to say basheli on Shabbos. He says even the father doesn't know it's Shabbos. Well, Elena, the father has some disease. He doesn't know what day it is. He says basheli. Still, there are shibudim that prevent that tzavah from being chal. The father has no kayach to make such a tzavah. Say cook for me on Shabbos. It's not an option. Cooking on Shabbos is not an option. Just like if the father says, fly to the moon, so you can't fly to the moon. It's not pshat yoy v'kibbut aveim. It's just, there's no such thing. The father says, basheli, it's nothing. It's a good to say. What? And why, getting back to the Rebbe Kivager, I mean, Kivager asked that without a pasuk, I should know it. So he said, if the Torah would allow it. So I think that whole Rabbi Kiva Eger is before Ani Hashem. Right? Tosis is saying that this we know from Ani Hashem. Were it not for Ani Hashem, I wouldn't say this. I would say you have to keep the Torah. If the Torah says, cook for your father, cook for your father. Ani Hashem tells you that my Shibud is before Kibbut Aveim. Right? That Ani Hashem is Megalatas, this Chiddush, that the shibudim of the father come only after the shibudim of the Torah. So the father doesn't have a kayach to say basheli. Oh, so that's what I wanted to go with this. That's what that part of Reuven says. A dindir rabbanon too. The father, lemaisa, doesn't have a kayach to say do a b'yavid rabbanon. He's meshubit to the rabbanons too. Now whether you learn he's meshubit to the rabbanons because it's mamish lo isasur, it's mamish adaraisa, like the Rambam. You know, it's not mamish adaraisa, but the chiyav of isasur is a din of the Torah, that when the Rabbanan say something, it's chiyav Rabbanan. But he's meshuvah to chiyav in the Rabbanan. So he has no right to say, do a Rabbanan. There's no right to say, be over a Rabbanan. Well, let's see. According to the Rambam, every Rabbanan is a deraisa. According to the Ramban, if you argue with the Ramban. So we don't say that every Drabbanon is a deraisa itself. How do you know you have to listen to Drabbanons? You have to listen to Drabbanons. What? it still has to come from Leisasar. Because otherwise, why do I have to listen to Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan said so, but how do I have to listen to the first Rabbanan? Right, from where do you know that you have to listen to the Rabbanan? Rabbi Chanan, could you just...
If you have the same advice as going against the law of the Rabbanan.
A Seder Reisah is Daich Alav Derabanan. Kibraveim, Altsdak Kibraveim would be Daich Alav Derabanan. However, if we understand that the father himself has Shibudin to the Derabanan, so just like the mother has Shibudin to her husband, there's not a Din Tyra. It's Shibudin that we accept with the Ksuba. Not a Din Tyra. But the Shibudin exists. Here also the Shibudin exists. Rabbi Chanan has a Kuntras Divrei Seferim. One of the Mataris of the Kuntras Divrei Seferim is to explain, if you don't have like the Rambam, the old Rabbanans are the Rabbanans, why do you have to listen to the Rabbanans? He asks, Bezer Shalshem made Gezeris. Bezer Shalshem was before Matan Torah. There was no Lissasa. What's the Chiyuv to listen to Bezer Shalshem? Right, Bezer Shalshem was Geyser on Yichud, Yichud Gai. This is Bezer Shalshem. We keep it till today. Why do we have to listen to Bezer Shalshem? So Rabbi Chanan has a Hesber that there's a concept of Ratzon Hashem, even without a Tzavah, that a person has to keep to. However you understand that, I mean, it's worth learning itself. But we all know the Ashibudim to Drabanans, wherever it comes from. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos says, how do you know you have to light Hashem, so Sivanu Hadlik Ner Chanukah, Heichan Sivanu? So the Gemara brings... The Gemara brings a few psukim. It brings Leisasar, it also brings Atitesh Tarasimecha. Now, whatever exactly that means, it means the Ashibudim. It means Hashem Shom Sayyid Sivanu. The Ashibudim to Drabanans. The Mela, the kasha falls off. If you would learn, you have to weigh Kibbut Avim on one side, other mitzvahs on another side, so then the Drabanan would be bottle. But we're not learning that way. Reb Ruvain is learning that's not that one is worth more than another, one weighs more than another. No. Pshat is, when you have Shibudim, there's no Kibbut Avim. And since we know you have Shibudim to Drabanans. So the Mela, there can't be a Tzavah to be Ivan and Drabanan. Can be a Tzavah for such a thing. One of the difficult things in halacha is to know how far that goes. How far does that go? Let's say a son doesn't want to daven with his father because there's a lot of talking in shul. He wants to daven with a different minyan. His father says, I want you to daven with me. He's mechuyav to listen to his father, he's not mechuyav to listen to his father. Like, till where does it go that the father has no right to tell the son to do? Someone wants to put on a strangle on a bekishah. The father doesn't want. The father's not chassidish. Does the son have to listen to the father? That depends who you ask. But it's a serious shaila. The way we're learning, if the father has shibudim, then the father can't be mitzvah. If the father has no shibudim, then the father could be mitzvah. Father certainly doesn't have shibudim to shrine on a bekeshim. So pashtas, he could be mitzvah. If dina de machus is aser, it's a athal pi halacha, it's something that's aser. So he can't do it. You mean if he has a mamonistic shibud? Let's say the father signs a contract with somebody, he tells the son to break the contract. Nachinami. Really, that's what a ksuba is. A woman's obligation to her husband is all from ksuba. It's not inherent. It's not inherent in the deraisa. So the point is, if you look at the Rambam, where the Rambam brings that a woman is mechuyev and kavod baila, he says that a man is mechuyev and kavod ishtai. So the word kavod is a two-way street. The part of hashkeni has nothing to do with the woman has to mechabit her husband more than the husband has to mechabit the wife. It's just that the woman has obligations of Hashkeni. It would have to be interesting to see in the Paiskim if they talk about this Nakuda, if the father wants something that the mother has no chiyuvim to. Father, wants a son to bring him a baseball glove. Wife's not mechuyiv. I don't think she's mechuyiv to provide, to take care of husband's baseball gloves. Something that the husband, that the wife has no chiyuvim to, nachinami. They should be equal. You have to see if it's true in halacha. Okay, so this is Reb Reuven's side. It answers the kashas. It answers the three kashas we started with, the Rabbanans and the Shinai and Shabbos. You know, if you don't do it, a Shinai. When the father says Basheli, it's nothing, it's zero. Yeah, there's no, he has no right to make such a tzava. And the Pshat and the Taisis. And it explains, as we said, the din of Yeshiva of Tiro, Isha, Ein Sipu B'Yad Alasais, and the din of Atavim Chachayav Mekvaydi. I think it's a very nice insight, and once you hear it, it could be a din of Pashit. To look around, maybe it says the Lashon Shiva in many places. I think with Palm, there's a piece in the Torah Lamelach and Kibbut Aveid. So Isa Aleph deals with yesterday's Shiva with the Rashba. I think later in the piece he talks about this example of the son wanting to daven in a place where they don't talk by davening. The father wants him to daven where he is. And I think Rav Palm writes there, I remember him saying that that's a chi of gomer. It's a issa gomer. That's funny. Talking during davening is issa gomer. Being in a shul where they talk during davening, I would think, is not an issa gomer. But Palm says that you're not mechuyav to listen. Okay, so we have an insight into this part of Kibbut Aveim. We're up to Avav and Aleph, the second Kolchem Chayav Mekvaydi. Elo Mishum Di'ika L'Mifrach Ma'alahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. So we have to understand here, there's a Machlaikas Rashi and Taisis in Hechsher Mitzvah. Here, I have to be Masber Pshat a little more, because here, to understand the Machlaikas Rashi and Taisis, before the Lamdisin and the Binyanim, in Pshat, there's something going on here in the Gemara which you could easily miss. So I just want to speak out the Gemara. How did the Gemara start? The Gemara started that we shall learn out Asay Deicha Loisa Se Shesh Bekaris. That was Hayam and Beis. Asay Deicha Loisa Se Shesh Bekaris. Why? Is Kibbut Aveim Deicha Shabbos? No. Since I need a pasuk to tell me it's not, otherwise it would. So we'll learn now from here that normally an asay is daich alayis it's yishesh bekaris. See, what we did, we made a dray. We said, by kibbut aveim, it's not daich Shabbos. But since I need a pasik, by stays everywhere else it is. So it's not a mamatzim from kibbut av. It's the opposite of a mamatzim. Saying everywhere else is different. Because here I need a pasik, everywhere else, no. That's what it said on Hayam Beis. Vavav and Aleph, it said, no, we're not talking about Karis, we're talking about Lavda Mechamer. So what's the pasuk telling you? Kibbut Aveim is not Deicha Lavda Mechamer. So what should I learn from here? So Gemara says, let's learn from here that Ein Asay Deicha Lois Asay. Because Kibbut Aveim is not Deicha Lavda Mechamer. What's going on? Why didn't the Gemara say the reverse? The Gemara should have said, Ela Lavda Mechamer. Since here I need a pasuk to tell you Kibbut Aveim is not Deicha Lavda Mechamer, vice versa everywhere else, I say Deicha Lois I say. Shouldn't the Gemara have drained and said the opposite? Be clear. The Gemara in Hayam and Beis and Vavam and Alf does two opposite things, two similar cases. Hayam and Beis, you have cooking on Shabbos, Kibbut Av is not Deicha. Vavam and Alf, you have Mechamer on Shabbos. Kibbut Av is not Deicha. So the din is the same. What do I learn to call a Torah Kula? On Hayam and Beis, by Basheli, I learned to call a Torah Kula. Call a Torah Kula is the reverse. On Vavam and Aleph, I learn to call a Torah Kula that it's the same. That just like the say of Kibbut Av is not Deicha Lav de Mechamer, Ligma Mahacha de Lay Litchi, everywhere else it's also not Deicha. Very strange thing in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara do that? I'm being clear, the difference between the two Gemaras. One more time. Both Gemaras say Kibbut Av is not Deicha Shabbos. Hamid Beis in the case of Basheli, Vavmanalf in the case of Mechamer. Right? Both Gemaras say, Kibbut Av is not Deicha Shabbos. Why do we take from this to Kol HaTorah Kula? On Hayamid Beis, we take the Kol HaTorah Kula. The Kol HaTorah Kula is the opposite. It's only here, there's a pasuk. Everywhere else is the opposite. On Hayamid Beis, we say everything else is the opposite of here. Of Amun Aleph, by Sayyid HaChalaisa say, the Gemara wants to learn out that everything else is the same. That just like over here, Kibbut Av Eiv is not Teichem Mechamer, Kol HaTorah Kula is not Teichem Mechamer. Why does the Gemara do that? Do you have anybody saw anybody has the kasha?
So,
Tes Yishanim? The bottom Tes Yishanim? Where is it? The bottom Tes Yishanim? The bottom line? Oh, I'm sorry. Further up? Vim Taimer came and I had to call the Lael. And I can't keep it like all the way up.
What sfar is that pasuk?
No, it has to be the opposite of the pasuk. I mean, the time I be ipcha, I forgot what she says to Shmeir, which I meant to wrote. Okay, I missed the Tesis Shalom. I'll have to look at it before tomorrow. But my point today is not is just pshat, not to ask why. The two Gemaras are the opposites. The bottom Gemara says we should learn everywhere else is the opposite of Shabbos. The Gemara on top says everywhere else should be the same. When the Gemara is going to say a teretz now, Shani Hocha, to have a Heksha Mitzvah, that's the Lashon Gemara. Ikel Mifrach, Malahana Shekin Heksha Mitzvah. Rashi and Tosfos argue if it's going on the Hayamid Beis case or on the Vav Amud Aleph case. And you better work out this pshat because it's hard to sit in the classroom and hear the whole cheshbim. Rashi and Tosfos argue if Shekein Heksha Mitzvah is going on Hayamid Beis or going on Vav Amud Aleph. And it comes out a difference. If Shekein Heksha Mitzvah means Kibrat HaEim is stronger because Heksha Mitzvah, or the case of Kibra Veim is weaker because of Heksha Mitzvah. Since Hayamid Beis and Vavam and Aleph are opposite Gemaras, one is telling us to learn to call a Torah Kula that it's not Daicha, and one is telling us to learn to call a Torah Kula that it is Daicha. In order to answer it, you have to say Kibra Veim is different because it is either stronger, so you can't learn to call a Torah Kula, or weaker, you can't learn to call a Torah Kula. The Machlaik is between Rashi, and it's really Rashi and Ben Chananel. Taisus, everyone quotes it, B'Shem Ben Chananel. Is this machlaikis in Pshat in the Gemara is a result of how you learn the teretz? The teretz are going a lot to mechamer, what's going on basheli. Now that cheshbon is something that you must work out before tomorrow. It's very hard to make cheshbonos. Pulpulim, it's easy to say in class. The shaklamitari cheshbon is very hard. You're going to have to figure it out before tomorrow. What's going to turn out is that the words heksha mitzvah, that we have a Kol HaTorah Kula. What do we say Heksha Mitzvah? It means that, let's say, I'm building a sukkah, that's Heksha Mitzvah. The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. Heksha Mitzvah is building a sukkah. I take a sharpen a knife for Bris Milah. Sharpening the knife is a Heksha Mitzvah. Doing the Bris Milah is the mitzvah. Writing a get is a Heksha Mitzvah. Giving the get is the Maisa Mitzvah. Every single preparation we call Heksha Mitzvah. That expression, Heksha Mitzvah, is Rabbeinu Chananel's chant. That the Kibbut Av Eim, cooking, or Mechaber, is Heksha Mitzvah. That's his pshat. Rashi goes with a totally different pshat in Heksha Mitzvah, which we're going to see. But Tosfos learns Heksha Mitzvah is the same type as Kol HaTorah Kula. Heksha Mitzvah means it's not the Guf HaMitzvah. Now, when you learn that, you should realize, yesterday we spent time, if the father says do something, which has nothing to do with his adah, whether doing it is a mitzvah, just mid-Eretz Sinai, to listen to him. This Tosfos, this Rabbeinu Chananel, that says, if the father says basheli, or the father says mechamerli, that's only heksha mitzvah, shtims l'shitasai, the Tosfos, the Rabban, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Chananel, that listening to your father's words is not an obligation. Giving him handah is an obligation. But just doing what he says, if it's not a handah, is not an obligation. It's only Heksha Mitzvah. Father says, cook for me, the cooking is Heksha Mitzvah, not Gufa Mitzvah. That was the same Yitzhak Hashem. We'll come back to this Yitzhak Hashem to the test.